We are addressing God as our Father because we believe that God is not an individual. God is a community. God is a plurality. God is a society. God, by His very nature, from all eternity, God was and is a social being. And I repeat what I said earlier. This, I believe, is the hardest lesson for us to learn in life. We are preoccupied with ourselves and the English language. Sisters, if you know of any other language, I've been asking for years, any other language which capitalizes the first person pronoun. In English, it's I, capital I, ego. In Latin, small ego. Ich. In German, do you know any other language that capitalizes the first person? Find out. Let me know. The English language is pagan. Do you hear me? Pagan. Fortunately, only about 10% of the words we use in English are taken, well, from the Teutonic languages, especially in German. The bread and butter words, the Brot and Butter words. Once you start thinking, then you use mainly words taken from the Latin. Sisters, you will understand your English language, the thinking, believing part of English, only in the measure that you know some Latin. People sometimes tell me, Father, you are so critical of the English language. Why do you keep talking in English? I tell them, because you don't understand any other language. That's why. Quantum mihi placeret, lopi vobis, in lingua nostra materna, in lingua celesti, in lingua latina, sed pro dolor, ego possum lopi latine, sed vos non potestis intelligere, quid dicam, pardon me, sisters. One more observation before we leave the invocation, our Father. As we said before, we address God, our Father, who art in heaven. And don't just hear it or remember it, but live it. Where is heaven? Heaven is where the presence of God is consciously enjoyed. Heaven is where the presence of God is consciously enjoyed. And, sisters, there'll be no real difference between the joy we should experience here on earth in enjoying God God's conscious presence and the joy we're going to have in heaven. One big difference. Heaven on earth means, I have to say it, carrying the cross. But whoever said that carrying the cross should not make us happy? And in heaven, there will be the enjoyment of God's conscious presence, but no more cross. We go on. Hallowed be thy name. Over the years now, there are some who have tried to change the wording of the Lord's Prayer in English. Hallowed be thy name is, of course, archaic, 700-800-year-old English. What are we praying for? Remember, we are praying for something. The Latin is very clear. Sanctificetur nomen tuum. Which means, may your name be sanctified. What do we mean when we pray that the name of God might be sanctified? The name of God stands for the nature of God. You're asking that God might be sanctified. You might say, how can God become more holy? He cannot become more holy in himself, but God can become more holy in five ways. In us, we are praying that God may be known by those who do not believe in him. That's the first thing we're praying for. And I don't have to come to India. There are many people in the world. They believe with the mind. They're asking that the one true God, may be known by the whole world. Secondly, we are praying that God may be loved by those who are immersed in their love of creatures, especially in their love of the one creature whom in English we capitalize that creature's name. And then we pray that the name of God might be sanctified by us, by loving God. Are we to love ourselves? Yes. Is there a limit to our loving ourselves? There sure is. We ought to love ourselves only in the measure of. Thirdly, we pray that God may be faithfully served by his rational creatures, by their submission to his will. And if the retreat lasted not 8 but 80 days, from the first to the last day, I'd keep repeating that we have a free will for one reason, to submit. And that word submit means sub, under, putting our wills under, sub, the will of God.